Jesus delivered many public teachings and miracles that indicated the nature of his messiahship. But one of his clearest teachings came in a more private setting during the Last Supper, the last meal Jesus ate with his disciples before he was crucified. During this meal, Jesus instituted the sacrament we call the Lord's Supper. How did this ceremony point to his role as Christ? What does the Lord's Supper signify?
God gives us many things in order for us to know what he has done for us, to remind us as Christians as to how he has been active for our redemption, and to remind us of the great grace that is involved in this and the great privilege we have to be God's people. One of the ways he's done this is in baptism, which signifies our union with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. But then the ongoing reminder of that, and that God is continually involved in redeeming us through the removing of corruption, that there's a continued work that God does for us, that Christ is presently interceding for us, and his blood is still operating for us, and the Holy Spirit is still working within us to make sure that our union with Christ is having all the proper effects. And the reminder of that God has graciously given us is something we call the Lord's Supper. Jesus himself instituted this when he had the last Passover meal with his disciples, and he gave them wine, he gave them bread, and he said, "This cup is the blood of the new covenant, and this bread is my body, which is broken for you." And so he was reminding them that it was in his humanity that he is actually taking our sin, that he was made sin for us, that, as Peter says, in his own body on the tree, he did this. So when the church comes together to be reminded of the nature of this sacrifice, that it was actually given by God, that it involved a death, it involved the shedding of blood, and that it is presently operating for us, we partake of the Lord's Supper and we remember this death until he comes again. We call forth and we seek to properly discern the Lord's body, as Paul told us, meaning that we recognize that we are without any righteousness before God, that we are still condemned unless he had taken in his own body our sin. So we celebrate the ongoing effect of the death of Christ for sinners and the resurrection of Christ for sinners, since we do it until he comes again. It's a recognition that he is coming again when we partake of the Lord's Supper.
One of the fascinating things in the Gospels is to see how Jesus in the upper room, when he breaks bread with his disciples, is doing it not that far away from another place in Jerusalem, which Jesus has visited a few days before, which is the temple. And the temple was the place into which Jesus had gone and had done this cleansing of the temple, signifying that everything that the temple stood for was now about to come to an end. And people wondered, how on earth is he doing that and why? And now, if you like, Jesus with his disciples on his own gives the answer. Instead of the temple being the place where sacrifices are going to be made, Jesus is going to open up an alternative new way. And that's what's going on in the Last Supper. Jesus is opening up an alternative to the temple, an alternative sacrifice. And as he breaks bread and he says, "This is my body," their eyes are opened to the reality that Jesus is about to die and is about to give his life as a sacrifice. He's opening up a new way into God's presence. In contrast to the temple, now this is the way. And he's placing himself right at the center. One of the fascinating things about the story is we're uncertain whether or not there would have been a Passover lamb on the table. I personally believe that there wasn't, and that actually Jesus is celebrating this just a fraction ahead of schedule because he's going to be dead the next day. Therefore, there wasn't a Passover lamb on the table. But when Jesus says, "This is my body broken for you," effectively he's saying, "I am that Passover lamb. That which you need to eat at this meal is me." So he's making an incredible claim that he is the one who's going to be like the Passover lamb, redeeming people. And when you remember also that in a Jewish context, drinking blood and cannibalism were absolutely horrific things, the symbolism of the horror of Jesus saying, "This is my body, this is my blood," they would have recoiled. But Jesus is saying, "You need to realize that I'm the one who's going to die for you, and the only way you're going to get the benefits from what I do for you is if you take this bread and drink this wine." It's very powerful stuff.
the significance of the Lord's Supper really brings about signifying of the union between a fallen man and the saving grace of God. When we look at the communion, the specifics of it, it brings us into great contact or communication or union with Christ Himself. And when we look at the opportunity that we have with becoming covenantally connected with Him, we think about Jesus' body, how it was given so that lostness of mankind could be redeemed. And we think about the blood of Jesus, how it brings in and restores us or bring us back into rightful fellowship with Him. And 1 Peter says here in the 3rd chapter, verse 18, the NIV renditions of it says, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit." And so when we partake of the Lord's Supper, we think about the communion. It goes beyond than just a celebration or a ceremony. It really signifies the position of mankind, how we were apart from God, but as a result of Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, we have been united with Him, and therefore the fellowship with the Lord has been reestablished.
What does the Lord's Supper signify? It represents our Lord's instituting of this sacramental rite where bread is broken and wine is poured out, and thanksgiving to the Father for the Son's atoning sacrifice. And in addition to that, it also points to a future time when the Lord shall return Himself. For He said He would not drink this fruit of the vine any longer until He drinks it anew with us in His kingdom. And so as believers, we get to share in the Lord's table and to share in this tremendous grace, which is gives us tremendous hope and tremendous encouragement that while we await His return, we can enjoy communion and fellowship with Him even now.